Rover. Despite the fact that Molly sees her own immediate family settle back into the former quiet of their lives, the problem of Sylvia Allison and her father possesses Molly's mind. For Mr. Allison is expected to meet a train today, a train that's bringing Miss Esther Miller to Lastonbury. Esther Miller is the woman Allison wanted to marry 15 years ago and didn't because of his children and their demands on him. But Allison is reacting to her coming like, as Jake says, a stripling. It's nearly train time.
Rosalie?
Uh-huh?
Where was you?
Just
a minute, Rosa, darling, if you're in the hall, you hoo up to Mr. Allison, please, and tell him it's nearly train time to meet Miss Miller on the 440 if he's walking down there, please.
Uh-huh.
And there's the train now.
Allison!
Tell him because he's got to walk. Because he's got to walk, tell him, dear.
I told him, Mom.
Rosalie?
Yeah?
Where was you, dear?
In the post office.
So where's the mail?
There's just a card for Mrs. Bloom.
A card for Mrs. Bloom? Merely a postal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at the time. You hoot to Mr. Allison again, darling. He didn't answer you. You hoot him again. Maybe he didn't hurt you.
All right.
Tell him that he's walking, he'll be late for the train. Well, I need to sit in the train now. Well,
Sylvia again.
I know this. So where's Mrs. Bloom's postal, darling?
Oh, here, Mom.
Give me a cab. I didn't have my feet off yesterday.
Here.
You see what she writes me over on a postal card? She couldn't sit down and write a letter. It's the same postal. After all these years, I still don't know how to spell very. She spells very bitter F.
Why is she right, Mom?
She's right. Everything is so-so. Everything is well. It leaves her on the 24th instance. You see that? She'd like to come out for a few days, if it's possible, for me and for her also.
That would be nice, Mom.
And if Mrs. Bloom wants to come out, if she's not well already.
Well, tell her to come.
But when? I mean, not now. I mean, Miss Allison's friend, Miss Miller's coming.
She's going to stay here?
Where then?
I don't think she expects to stay very long, and certainly not here.
But nevertheless, I'll drop Mrs. Bloom and tell her about her detaining my invitation.
Now?
Why not now?
All right.
Then I'll get a pencil and paper. You sure Miss Allison heard you when you...
Uh-huh.
Oh, who knows how Mrs. Bloom feels now? I never liked her gallbladder. But right, dear. Who did you say you saw at the post office, Rosalie?
Seymour.
Oh. Suppose you had a very lengthy conversation?
Mm-hmm. No. He told me everything. I didn't tell him anything.
But?
Everything. He knows everything. He has Mr. Allison married already.
What do you mean?
I don't know, but you know Seymour. He said anybody that could be in love for 15 years deserves the reward of matrimony.
No, but he's right. Right is right. Right is not wrong. Sit down. So take down the salutation.
Mm-hmm. Right, dear Mrs. Bloom.
Mrs. Bloom, of course. Dear Mrs. Bloom. Dear. If all is well and we live, please come up next week. If not, come up the week following this week, which will be more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
That it? Begin a sentence. Make it clear. Because at this moment, I'm expecting an unknown guest, which I think will have a great consequence on my life also.
Well, I know how to say that.
Say your words. Say it without a consequence. No. But you have to say the woman, Miss Miller, is Mr. Allison's friend that he knew for 15 years and was supposed to marry and did not marry.
I know.
That she should know.
Uh-huh.
And write for the Dr. Cader.
Does she know who Dr. Cader is?
I know the last week who Dr. Cader is. Dr. Cader thinks that psychology had a great effect on the life of Sylvia.
No, don't write it.
No. Don't write it. She'll come up so we'll have something to talk about.
We'll
scratch it out. And so just say, dear friend, I hope that you are very well physical and that the reason for your wishing to sojourn for a little while in the country is not your gallbladder. Period. And dear Mrs. Bloom, I'm learning more than I thought it was possible for one person to know. Why
much,
all that?
Because the sailors have to write a letter.
Much more. Much more than we learned in my school, fellas. Much more than the commas and the periods and the verbs and the nouns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning about people and their relations one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't scribble, because you don't want to write.
I'll rewrite it, Mom.
Oh, I said rewrite it. So it'll be mailed next week. Yes?
No, I'm ready.
All right. This is going to be more than a college. My education will be like a diploma. Jay?
Jay.
It's early, no, dear?
Not late, it's early. Did Allison go to the station yet?
Not yet, dear.
Are you going to go to the station, Pop?
I don't think so. Is Sylvia going?
I don't know.
Oh, Miss Allison? Well, you're going to be late, Miss Allison.
If you're walking to the station, Allison, you haven't much time.
Rosie, I'd like to talk to your father and mother. Excuse me.
Well.
What is it, Allison?
Jake, I want you to go to the station for me. I can't go. I need the courage. This thing was over years ago. What am I doing? What am I? A boy of 16? Am I going to start my life all over again now?
Is it because Sylvia?
Yes, it's that. It's everything. Go to the station and meet her. Tell her that I...
What can I tell her? Send her back?
Well, tell her I got a call. I have to leave.
Meet her.
How can I, Jake? You're my friend, Jake. You go and meet her. Tell her I'm going.
I wouldn't, Miss Allison. Excuse me, I wouldn't. Go. Go and meet her. Nothing may come of it. You may be two different people now after all these years. Don't be afraid.
I am. I'm frightened.
Of what?
Of the consequences.
Consequences? The consequences will be what you make them, Mr. Allison. Think of yourself.
I'm thinking of her.
Think of yourself and her. Not of anything else. Two people. Two people who have lived in the present day by day with only the past to keep them apart. See her. Talk to her. Be frank. Be honest. Only good can come.
Listen to me, Allison. You said I'm your friend. Then listen to a friend. After 15 long years, you called her. Did you not?
Yes.
And what did you say? You said I must see you at once, no?
Yes.
And what did she say? She said, I'll be there, no?
Yes.
With such a woman, Allison, you should have no fear.
Ten after four, Allison.
Allison, way before you're late.
Where's your hat? Rosalie, get Miss Allison's hat.
All right. Here, Mr. Allison.
Take your hat, Miss Allison.
But, Jake, I...
Go. Miss Allison, if I told you to go, go.
All right.
No.
We'll see what we'll see.
But it will be, dear.
He shouldn't only lose his head.
You mean that he shouldn't only forget his heart?
What will Allison find at the railroad station? And what kind of future awaits himself and his daughter?